So today is Wednesday. You guys are playing a massive game against Panama. Let's just start with this. It's a home game, man. Is it a must win?
Yeah, it's a must win. And these kind of qualifying games, your home games are must wins. And so, you know, we took a point out of Mexico, which was tough, and I think a very good point. And then we took a point out of Jamaica, which, you know, looking back, I think is a good point. It was a tough game. Obviously, out of both games, we wanted to take the win in both games. But I think getting points away is important. But we have to. They're only important if we take care of business at home.
Is it too early in this entire process for you guys to be looking at the table? Like, do you take the point off of Jamaica and then see that Panama came away with more and fret about that at all? Or is it just, you know, it's too early for that kind of thing?
No, I think, I mean, normally, you know, it's human nature to do that, to be in the present and, you know, look at other results and kind of base yourself in the moment off that. But yeah, it's still early in the competition as well. There's still a lot of games to be played. But we know that these games come quick, and so we can't overlook any game. We're just taking it, you know, day by day and game by game. And right now we're looking forward to this game against Panama as we're looking at it as a must win.
When you think about the contrast between playing games on home soil and, you know, being away from home, what makes it so difficult for these road games for the team?
Well, in these games, I think, like, in these past two games, we had to deal with, you know, things like conditions that, you know, affect the game, like altitude. And then we went from altitude to pretty very hot weather, the heat. You know, we were dealing with the pitch last game and things like that. You know, there's all these things that you have to deal with. And at home, you're used to those things. You're used to the things that you have to deal with at home, so you just feel more comfortable, and it's a huge advantage. And then for us, you know, we're going to be at BMO Field. A lot of people, we have a lot of guys on the team that grew up in the GTA area who have family and things like that to motivate them in the game. And you know, the capacity has gone up, so we're just excited to be home, and these home games are such a big advantage.
In terms of the familiarity being such a key factor for those home versus road games, you'd played at Azteca before with TFC. Does that have any impact on your comfort level when you then go there with Team Canada?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I would say that going in there with that bit of experience playing two games before, definitely I know what to expect as far as, you know, the altitude and being familiar with the stadium and having fans there and things like that. Yeah, I guess it's a more comfortable feeling, but at the same time, it doesn't make it that much easier. It's always still tough to play there. And, you know, you can, you know, the only way to really be used to that kind of environment is to play there all the time. And that's not the case, obviously. So, it was tough. It was tough for everyone, but yeah, you know, once you experience those things, you kind of know what to expect, and when you go through them and get through them, you have the confidence that, you know, at any time you can go there and play and play a good game.
I hadn't really thought too much about the changing climates and all the pitches when you're going in CONCACAF and you're moving around and doing all these different games. I would have all thought your answer was going to be everybody where we go knows we're here now. You know, like everybody, wherever we're playing in the city, is aware that the Canadian national soccer team is in town and what they're here to try and do. And this brings me to playing at home. So it is an advantage, right? And I was there for the El Salvador ass kicking, and that game got pretty chippy. And I wondered if there was a small part of the chippiness in that game that came from the environment of having so many road fans in the bleachers. Because early on, when I got there, I was like, holy crap, there's a decent amount of blue here. I wonder if this pisses off the players to a certain degree.
Yeah, of course. We were definitely bothered. You know, when we got in on the bus, you know, we arrived to the stadium pretty early, and all we saw outside the gate of where we go through in, we saw a lot of fans there. But the problem was they're all wearing blue. And I think it's just the culture still of these countries, you know, in Central America, South America. The fans are used to making a whole day out of it, going to the stadium early, being there, and being there 2-3 hours before the game and waiting for the game to start. Where here, you know, it's during the week. We have people have work, and people are rushing out of work to get to the stadium just on time, just to get to the game. So it's just different factors that you're dealing with. And yeah, and then inside the stadium, when you see so much blue, yeah, it kind of it pisses you off. But I don't know if that added to the fact that the game was chippy, but for sure we definitely in the future want to see a lot more red in the stands.
So again, this is a live interview, so it's Wednesday, so come down. Tickets are like really reasonable. It's really not a crushing ticket. The atmosphere is incredible. The team is better than it's ever been. And you heard it from, like, the man himself. It's a must-win game. So come down and wear red and support the team. And I will say this, man, is, like, the people that are there that are supporting Canada care very, very deeply. Like, you see that it's not very much casuals. And, you know, when you guys come to the supporter section at the end of that game and celebrate that section and cheer with that section, what it means to everybody, the momentum of this program right now, the excitement in this country amongst soccer fans of what is happening here. And I wonder how you guys feel about that as players.
Yeah, we're excited. It makes us proud. It's what we're working for. We want to make those people proud, those people that are in the South End that are there for us, that go to cheer for us every game. And, you know, going back to what the last question, you know, there was a lot of blue, but there was still a lot of red. And we appreciate those people. We don't forget those people. We know there's still a lot of people that are supporting us. We just want more people to support us. We want the whole country to support us. We want the people that came here as immigrants to now, you know, who made a life here in Canada to feel proud that, you know, that they're Canadian as well. And they can support us, even though, you know, they came from a different country. We want to do this. We want everybody in this country to cheer for us. And we're really thankful for those supporters that come every day to support this team, and that's excited for what's happening. And you know, honestly, they deserve it for all these years that, you know, this wasn't happening. It's happening now, we're looking forward to making this country proud.
We're talking to Jonathan Osorio, midfielder for the Canadian men's national soccer team. And for you guys, again, as players, when did you start to feel this shift that the program really was changing? Because we're watching this from the outside, and games that, like, going to Azteca and getting that draw, that's something where you go, holy crap, that's starting to get people's attention that don't just pay attention to soccer. And for you guys who are a part of this, who are trying to get to that World Cup, when did you start to feel like, hey, you know, we have something different, and how you're quantifying that right now?
I think probably it was a little bit after John Herdman took over. It was pretty soon after that, maybe a couple months after he took over, where I think there was a camp in Florida, and we had it was the beginning of this journey, actually, and we had to start by playing, you know, in the first qualifying rounds against teams ranked very, very low. But, you know, we brought a strong team, and I looked around and we saw the young crop that was coming up balanced with the experience. And that's when I got excited. I think we played a game against the Virgin Islands and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the coach challenged us to score more than, I think it was more than 7 or 8 goals that game. And that's tough to do. That's tough to do against any team at this level. But he challenged us, and we did it in a tough conditions too, because it was very hot that day. And when we got through that, I knew that this was the start of something special for me personally. And then along the journey, there's been times, games that you know, you see us grow. You see us grow, like, you know, the Gold Cup this summer was an example. The game against USA that we played in 2019 that we won at home was an example of us growing. And then, yeah, the Azteca, another game that where you see we take a big step forward. And so along the journey, we're getting better. And you know, it's so exciting to see where this group can go. And we know we have a lot further to go still.
You've been a part of that momentum, part of the senior national team since back in 2013. I recently watched the Beyond the Pitch interview where you sit down with Christian Jack. And, you know, you've historically been pretty humble or downplayed kind of the influence you've had on younger teammates. It seems from the outside that that's something you're getting more comfortable with. Have you felt yourself grow in that kind of leadership role as this momentum picks up?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think I've taken more pride in it. You know, I see, you know, like I said in that interview, I was a little bit naive to the influence that I had maybe a couple years back. I was still thinking that, you know, I'm still a young player. I was still the player that I needed to look to the leaders to learn and stuff like that, or that I wasn't at the stature where the young kids were looking to me as an example. And it wasn't until maybe earlier this year that I really started to see that, yeah, the young players really, I feel that they respect me and they look to me for an example. And, you know, I really appreciate that because I take this profession very seriously and I try to do it the best I can every day. And now that I see that I have an influence, I want to be the best influence that I can be every day so that, you know, these young players can grow to be even 10 times the professional that I was.